could have been worse, according to Tom Zutaut. He's a rep for Elektra Records. Shout at the Devil had a darker history. It was supposed to be called Shout with the Devil. That's because Nikki Sixx was enamored with satanic symbols at the time. And he also wanted the album and the tour to explore the concept of evil. He started to believe that President Ronald Wilson Reagan was the Antichrist because his names were each six letters long. 666. Ooh. He was the devil, and I wanted everybody to shout at, he wrote in the dirt. Both Sixx and Zutaut noted they witnessed objects levitating and flying around Nikki Sixx's home, which he shared with Lita Ford. One particularly disturbing visit, after seeing a knife and fork rise off a table and stick into the ceiling, Zutaut told Sixx, "There is no more Shout with the Devil. If you keep shouting with the devil, you're going to get killed." And they changed the name. Twisted Sisters' Dee Snider once again criticized Kiss for letting replacement members use the signature stage makeup worn by Ace Frehley and Peter Criss, the original. "I hate what Kiss is doing," he just said. "I hate what Kiss is doing with the guys with Ace and Peter's makeup. I'm not a fan." That's Tommy Fair and Eric Singer. Now, this isn't the first time he's done this. He blasted Kiss's makeup move in 2015. He says, "I don't see how people could accept this. Tommy Thayer, I'm sorry, it's insulting. Not only did he play with a tribute band of Kiss, he's imitating Ace in his entire act." While responding to Dee Snider's 2015 comments, Paul Stanley said, "Let me put it in the simplest terms. In this case, this guy is a wannabe, has always been a wannabe, and desperately wants attention and to be taken seriously. And that will never happen, because he's obviously clueless to the fact that he and his whole band are a bunch of buffoons." Whoa. Snap. Should have learned his lesson then.